Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 4th of January, recording at 9:28 p.m. British Standard Time. Now, first a quick review in terms of the highlights. Stock markets are mostly easier in here today, particularly Hong Kong and the H shares. And Hong Kong's Hang Seng and the H shares, which were so overstretched. Also, the China A share market, which had been closed for a number of days, that opened today and opened very strong and then left a big tail on the chart. So I assume that that has also seen the end of the rally for the short term, going into some sort of reaction and consolidation phase, which is the main risk for markets generally. But continue with the review. Government bonds firm in here today. That's interesting and potentially important. And the US dollar, it's followed through with more strength here today, including the dollar index trading above that lateral resistance at 84, currently 84.35. Now, oil, I can barely keep up with this. This is after a reasonably steady start to the day. This has been hit hard in the United States, late-ish trading, and down another 264, so challenging those lows at 55 that we had seen, I think it was in December or November. I haven't got that chart under my nose. Elsewhere, strong dollar. The precious metals, as I say, the precious metals shrugged that off for a while, but then succumbed, all but silver. But silver gave up most of the gains here, and gold is down at 622.30. That's down 5.20. What else? Grains and beans, a little bit more consolidation. The industrial metals were easier, nothing spectacular. The big exception was nickel, and nickel's testing its highs. Currently, 34,200 on the LME 3-month price. Okay, where are we overall here? Well, stock markets, a little bit of vertigo here, particularly with the A-share and H-share markets out of China and Hong Kong. And the U.S. does show some loss of momentum, as I pointed out in today's interesting charts yesterday. And we may see some more choppy activity in here overall. Also, we're seeing, well, now I'll stick with that. We see some more choppy activity overall. Now, that can be a continuation of or a second wave of the slightly larger reactions that I started to mention at the beginning of December, which we saw a number of for global stock market indices, although by no means all of them. So what I'm really saying is I expect a little bit more volatility in here, and that's hardly surprising given the run that stock markets have seen overall. But are we going to get the big meltdown that a number of people are talking about or even hoping for in some instances? And I don't think so. I don't think so because the bond yields are not rising. They had risen a bit, but bond prices are a little bit steadier in here. So we don't have a danger signal flashing from bond markets. Crude oil prices are moving in the right direction, except for oil producers and oil shares and other energy-related shares. The copper correction, and that is a predictable correction, as you know, and it continues, and there is a big short position in there. At some stage, since copper is moving down on a consecutive day basis, I think we've seen the biggest part of the sell-off by far. So what I will not try to preempt, but we'll certainly be looking for, is when we see some sort of upward dynamic to indicate the start of a bear squeeze. But right now, selling is beginning more selling, and so again, volatility in this sector, and that's weighing on some of the mining shares overall. Where they are really cheap, I think they're in accumulation zones. And I may add to my positions before too long. But again, expect choppy activity in here overall. The oil price move does really challenge now my support building hypothesis. I said I wouldn't change my view unless we saw a clear break of the $55 level that held. And so I'll stick with that. But the obvious point here is that crude oil needs an upward dynamic to reaffirm support near this current $55 level. And precious metals. Now, it was interesting today because silver on the March contract rallied up to 1293. That was a pretty good gain, and I was feeling a little silly in terms of my caution yesterday in not buying back when silver was trading at quite a low level. Big range on the day, 1248 and a half on the low and up to 1293. So it did test the low that we saw in December, and then rebounded fairly strongly. Now, that's something that we had seen following previous corrections, the big corrections in silver since the May peak. It would form a low, bounce up, not be able to hold the gain, go back down, and more or less test the low, and then recover and sustain a stronger rally before getting another shakeout in a progression of rising rising lows that make me that just added to, or encouraged my view further, that this was just a long consolidation, medium term consolidation within an ongoing bull market. But so as I say, silver was really bucking the weak dollar trend in here, but eventually it just couldn't hold on. They were all bucking the weak dollar trend. Platinum was up a little bit, palladium was up a little bit, but those gains melted away when gold began to ease. Now, certainly there was no rout in the precious metals here today, but I've said before on numerous occasions that the dollar right now is the big influence, and therefore I want to wait until I see some evidence that the dollar is likely to weaken again before increasing some of my positions. It's always tempting when you see, particularly when you see something in profit, to say, and the currency is going against it, as was the case earlier today, say, well, should I pull these positions out? But I don't want to be jumping in and out of these things too much in here. And basically, I like the patterns that we'll talk about too, that I haven't mentioned as often, haven't been in the headlines, but platinum and palladium. They basically have quite encouraging patterns, as I think do copper and gold, and I beg your pardon, not copper at all, but as do gold and silver. Gold and silver in support building phases, and we've seen quite a bit of support building in palladium and platinum. So I think these want to go up, but can't until we see a bit softer U.S. dollar, and that will occur, I think, but we need to see a little bit more of a bear squeeze on the dollar shorts. What else to mention here? While the dollar is strong, that will lead to a little bit of knee-jerk profit taking in some of the other commodities. We've seen that with the grain and bean complex as well. And that's pretty much it. But if I just go back to stock markets here for a moment, I've described the environment as one of, I expect more volatility and I expect more reactions. And in my lingo, there's a big difference between a reaction, which is sort of normal activity in markets, and a medium-term correction, let alone a bear market. I just do not see the ingredients here for a bear market at this time, as I have said. And that's it, folks. Roll on tomorrow. All the best.